B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm just looking at this post by Nelson Aguilar.
What? Recent?
He's on like a boardwalk. It looks. I don't know where this is at. Somewhere probably in California. Nelson Aguilar, quote, accept yourself, love yourself, and keep moving forward. If you want to fly, you have to give up what weighs you down. Hashtag, when in Rome. Oh, he's in Germany. Okay.
So all right, he's walking around, though.
Yeah.
The knee's fine.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, all these quotes and stop. Just go play football. Catch the damn ball. Ryan, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Ryan.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
What's up, Ryan?
I got to be honest with you. I love your show because you're usually pretty positive, but this whole pretend thing, I think, is a little too much. The wound's a little too fresh.
Yeah, you're not alone, man.
So
you guys are the majority. You guys don't want to have any fun.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a couple of years we can look back and go through the what ifs. But I have a question for you regarding the Sixers and Flyers. Not to change the subject a little
sure.
bit, but it seems like they're both in the same boat in two regards. One, they're both overcoming, a big injury with Hart and Embiid. You know, they got a couple weeks with, you know, tough stretch without them, and they both seem to play up to the good teams and play down to the not so good teams. So I think that, you know, I want your opinion, you know, if they do squeeze out a playoff spot, if they do survive for another couple months, you know, I think they could both potentially have a decent playoff run if they're sticking with, you know, if they're playing up to their opponents.
Yeah, I think they're in a little bit different spots. You know, a couple things. One, look, let's look at the Flyers for a second. So, like, you need, without Carter, you just got to make sure you're survive without Carter Hart. It's only going to be a couple weeks. You have the break coming. So, I mean, you know, you're going to be all right. What the Flyers are, and see if you agree with this, Rye, I think the Flyers are like a year or two away from really making, like, the Flyers are good. They still need to figure out how to win on the road, and they're young. Now, again, hockey's such where, and you saw last year with St. Louis, all of a sudden, Carter Hart starts playing like he could be like locked down, shut down, stand on his head, and then they get hot. Who knows? Like, you know, you could do that in hockey. Sixers, though, the Sixers, while they've had some road struggles, obviously, they got to win, and I they have to get to the finals. They have to at least get to the conference finals, play Milwaukee, and be this tough, you know, in this tough series. I think the expectations are a lot higher for the Sixers than the Flyers.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think the tough thing for the Sixers is going to be, you know, with a lower seed, you know, being on the road is, you know, is going to be tough for them.
Okay, but who do they? This is what I keep coming back to. Now I'm serious. Who beats them in the Eastern Conference? Like, let's put Milwaukee to the side.
I mean, I think right now, besides Milwaukee, I think Boston is their biggest threat, but we've kind of had their numbers.
They own Boston. They can't. Boston can't beat them in the series.
Yeah, I mean, other than Milwaukee, they really, in a series.
I mean, I know Indiana just beat them twice, but like without Embiid. And then they're getting Old Depot back, but, you know, I don't know. Toronto? I don't think so. But I don't think any of these teams.
If they end up going to Toronto, I think that they kind of have, you know, a little revenge from last year. I think they'll be able to pull that out.
And I keep going back to it. Good stuff, Ryan. Thanks, brother. I keep going back to that point when we talk about Sixers and playoffs, and they go back to the matchups. It's what Tim Legler said yesterday. I've said 100 times. Like, I see the same, you know, struggling. I get it, you know. But when you break down matchups, who beats them? People, and by the way, it's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 Fanatic WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. People hate the make-believe. Hate it. Hate it. Notice, I haven't even, like, dove into it. I even asked you for a couple of cuts, like, not nothing. And people hate it. Hate it. And Ryan said the wound is still fresh.
It is, at least for me.
But is it a real wound?
Yes. They got cheated. By the way, my apologies. John DeFilippo was hired last night by the Chicago Bears as the quarterback. So I didn't know that.
No. I thought you knew that.
Sorry. Yeah, that was last night.
Yeah, no, but I thought you were getting at...
I'm still surprised that there wasn't even a whisper that he was going to be brought back.
No, I knew what you meant. I thought... You know, the fact that he takes a quarterback's coach and not a coordinator job, I thought that's a good
I honestly didn't even see that, no.
Yeah, I saw it last night.
I was all flared up last night.
That's all right.
That didn't go well.
Well, no, that was kind of ugly. You hear about Vaino? Vaino didn't want any excuses about the line. He didn't want any excuses.
No, he didn't.
He's awesome.
He's a good coach.
He's a great coach. Len Vaino is a great coach, but he doesn't give a bleep. It's hogwash.
They're going to be good for years to come.
Like, listen, they could make a run. I mean, I don't think this is their year or whatever, but, you know, again, you know, there's precedent in hockey where you get hot. Goalie gets hot. Team gets hot. I mean, right. St. Louis was a thing. They were in last place, and we know the rest. We know the whole story. So, yeah, the way their youth is, they could definitely make a run. That's why you just get in the playoffs, and who knows what kind of who knows what happens. Chris and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris,
what's up, guys?
What's up, brother? How's the how's the laundromat?
Good, good. A little sick. I had to leave work between yesterday, Legner, and you, and I love you like a brother. I'm jumping over the bridge. I got to pick. You owe me $75. You're going to pay for my two favorite pizzas from Port Richmond Tacanelli and a case of beer to get me out of the stupor. This is sad, ain't it? It's not even bad. It's just sad. People are interviewing everywhere. Like Andrew said, we ain't even bringing anybody in. Can they at least chuck a name up and act like they're interviewing somebody? And I love Mike LaFleur. That offense would fit us perfectly.
Yeah, well, I like that, too. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what... You know, again, he must have an idea. They must have an idea, and Doug must have an idea. It's his guy.
I mean, you look on the board, Andrew's great with the computer. You look at all the hires in the past 2 weeks. I mean, nobody's even brought up to replace the guy that was overrated the whole time he was here, Corey Underland. Mm-hmm. We're not even bringing that up. The guys are turning this down left and right.
I think you're a little too over-worried about this.
Yeah,
I mean, James Urban turned you down, like...
Oh, I don't care about him.
Well, that's what it turned you down. Hey, Bobby Engram, I don't know. It's Bobby Ingram's offense.
Was that Hines Ward stuff for real?
I don't know.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Ant. Would you do this? And I know it's cold-hearted, and you play with a lacerated lung.
Uh-huh.
If I'm sitting there in the draft, and I can, because the Raiders have 12 and 19... If I can take Ertz and send him back to where he grew up in California for that 12th pick and get C.D. Lamb, would you do it?
Yeah.
God, that's why I love you, brother.
Yeah.
God bless you. I would. Hugs and kisses. Go Birds.
Go Birds. Best of my the angel. Hey, he hung up. Because I wanted him to talk about the make-believe because he wanted no part. Chris is I live in reality.
Well, that's why he says you owe money for the beer and the pizza that he needs. To get out of his little funk that he's in. I think that's what he meant. He's upset. You brought him down today.
What the really?
Yes.
Is he it really
had to get
down?
Pizza and beer to get out of this funk.
Well, then why'd you listen to me and book Tom Brenneman?
Oh, I love Tom Brenneman. Anytime we can talk to him. He's a baseball man, too.
I know. I'm going to bring it up to him. I was talking to my producer. In this project, he's a great guy, old head. He worked in New York a long time ago, and I love him. His name's Rudy. So Rudy calls me last night and he says, and we always talk, he's a big sports guy. Like, and he worked before he went out to produce movies, and he works a lot with Denzel Washington, all this stuff, like big things. Before he wanted to do this, he was in newspapers in New York. So he was a sports guy. So we kind of share this in common. And he says to me, before we get to business, he says, what do you think of baseball? And he starts thinking, this is 1919 worthy. This is Black Sox yep. stuff. And it really is profound. Like, I heard Jason Stark on Mike yesterday, and it really is a profound thing of, like, to actually wear, like, Altuve wearing these devices.
Yeah, players should be banned now.
Right, like, what do you do? So he said, you got to do a whole investigation, right? You got to find out which players are involved. So he said, theoretically, you got to suspend the Astros from playing. Because they were all part of it. The minute you're in the clubhouse, getting dressed, and you see the wires with a guy, and you go, what are you, an informant? What's going on? Everybody had a piece of it. Even if you didn't wear it or were a pitcher, I don't know, you're still complicit because you know it's going on.
It's very interesting. And, like, Jose Altuve, outside of the Phillies, is my favorite player in the league. He's the little dude that can do it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, how do you still respect the guy?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long they've been doing the buzzers for. He was really good 4, 5, 6 years ago before all this came out. But, I mean, people were putting up his splits home and away yesterday.
Yeah.
And, like, his OPS at home was
absurd.
Close to 500, and his OPS on the road was under 200.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm like,
nah.
No,
you're cheating. You're cheating.
Big time.
No, you got to...
That's why this is a problem.
Right, you got to go. The whole thing's messed up. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Tom Brenneman, and Tracy's going to say... And we're gonna motor through calls the rest of the show. Tracy's going to say, yeah, let's not play make-believe.
I agree.
People hate it. I love you, but you're out of your mind. But I hate this. Why? Why is... the reaction is blowing me away. Why? Like, I get you go, dude, I don't feel like doing that. All right, like, that's different. No, I hate it. It's visceral. It's real. Why, Junis? Tell me on the other side. It's Cuz Radio with the Junis.
You know what? It is real. McGregor and Cerrone, they're facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the fight. Sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS and place a $10 bet on McGregor. And if he wins, they'll give you $120 in site credit. Just sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS. As you know, there's plenty more to bet on with FanDuel Sportsbook. Spreads, parlays, props, round robins, and special promos running every single day, like touchdown bonuses and boosted odds. Actually, I had a hit on a really nice parlay last night, all NBA edition. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning fast withdrawals, so you can have your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So sign up with promo code NOTORIOUS and place a $10 bet on McGregor. And if he wins, they'll give you up to $120 in site credit. That's promo code Notorious, NOTORIOUS. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. 21 plus and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Indiana. Applies to first online wager only. Pre-game money line wager required. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sorry, I just looked at the Aguilar post. He's on the he's walking along the Rhine River. That's what I think he is.
I don't know what that is.
It's a, the Rhone or whatever they grind. They call the Rhone, which is, I think, in Switzerland, runs through it.
Oh,
and there's
nice.
River cruises. It's a beautiful place. And it's like a real deep thought about how accepting yourself and loving yourself.
So we're back to that.
Like, whatever, dude. God bless you.
Switzerland's a bucket list destination.
Expensive.
Yes. Very much so. We know people out there.
Do you?
Christina, yeah.
Oh, nice. What do you got? You got people?
I think it's her, like, an old coworker of her father.
It's supposed to be. It is. It's beautiful. I mean, it's. I went years and years ago. We did that Olympics in Albertville. They have, it's on the, you know, it's beautiful. The streets are like immaculate. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
The mountains, the Alps.
This guy's daughter, I think she may have been born in Germany. Like, they've been bouncing around all over the place for work. So she was born in Germany, speaks German, obviously speaks English, and now in Switzerland, there's like four different languages.
Yeah.
So she's like fluent in six languages at the age of like eight.
God bless.
And I'm just like, all right, here I am. Yeah. I don't even speak English.
There's a great movie I saw. It takes place in Switzerland. It's like an anti-aging. It takes place at this anti-aging, like, it's almost like a spa.
Almost Fountain of Youth?
Yeah. In Switzerland. It's actually a really good movie. I'm trying to remember the name of it. And it's a really good movie. And it's like the outskirts of, you know, I forget who the hell was in it. It's like one of those little independent films.
It was
a good movie.
I watched a movie yesterday.
What'd you watch?
Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
Stephen King.
It's pretty good.
I didn't see it. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Speaking of Stephen King, I actually watched something late night last night. HBO, the new show of The Outsider.
Yes.
Did you see that?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
It's based on Stephen King. Well, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's real good.
That's cool.
Dude's like a little league coach, right? So he's a little league coach in the community. It's in Georgia. You know, tight-knit, small town, you know, suburb. And he gets arrested for killing this little boy. It's one of the little leaguers.
Right.
And the local cop, they arrest him in the middle of the game. So, you know, it's his whole town, everybody's there, all the people, the parents, everybody's there. And they walk in and arrest him for the murder of this boy. And, you know, the town's in shock. And then turns out that he's got a foolproof alibi that he was seen on camera at a conference 90 miles away when the murder happened. Yet they have ID witness that it was him who picked up the boy in the van, and they have the DNA. He touches a book in Georgia,
right?
I mean, at the conference, it's a literary conference. And they get the book, and they get his DNA off the book, his fingerprints are on the book, which proves that he was there at the time of the murder.
So now they're trying to figure out who
Except
did it.
His DNA, it's a match, including his blood type, at the crime scene.
Dude.
So, it's pretty good mystery.
I'll watch it if I ever get HBO.
Oh, yeah. All right, well.
I gotta get HBO first.
I get you. All right, let's go. I gotta get to Tracy up here. Trace, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
What's up, Trace?
You know what? Before I get started, I just want to let you know I met you in Jacksonville at the tent. I was living in Atlanta at the time. You were there with Steve Moderano. You actually let me get on the air.
Oh, that's awesome! Wait, this is Tracy, right? They used to call me. When I was at the other station.
Yep.
Tracy from Atlanta. Come on, Trace. I know. I thought I recognized your voice.
Yep, that's me.
Oh, my God. How you been?
I've been good. And
jeez, when was the last time you called? I had to be at the other station, right?
Yeah, the other station. But I listen to you. I try to listen to you every day. Yep.
Oh, Trace, I love you. That's awesome, man. Great to hear from you.
And it's funny.
How's your family?
Good, good. And I got my my 10th grader is now, he started playing football.
Nice. Finally. Awesome. Oh, that's cool.
I've been waiting. So he's all in now. He's ready to go to these combines and everything. I'm all in.
Oh, very cool. I think you'll be in on it, Trace. That's great.
I have. I've been begging for a while. Finally, he left basketball alone. I was like, you're not tall enough. Just try football.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, no, I don't want to go to make-believe land. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
What is it about it? So, Trace, explain to me why people, they hate the concept. They don't even want to mess around with it.
Here's my reason. I can't speak further. Here's my reason. The real season was unbelievable enough with all the injuries and Snitchgate and finally getting through a season with Wentz not getting hurt, and then he gets knocked out on a cheap shot in the first quarter of the playoffs. It's like, I know I'm exhausted. I'm just now finally getting over it and trying to move past it. I don't want to relive anything. It's like, it's enough for me to try to watch other teams because, like, I don't really care anymore. So I'm just looking forward to the draft, and I'm praying with everything in me that Howie stays out of the Pac-12 and stays in the SEC and the Big Ten and the ACC and get some speed.
Right.
For the love of heaven, stay out of the Pac-12.
Right. Oh, the Pac-12 guys. God. Oh, God forbid.
I can't take it anymore. I know. It's like speed. We need speed. We need people to move fast, you know?
So, but it's funny. It's funny that you had this reaction, which is, oh, God, no. Play the highlight. Take the Tom Brenneman play, the Boston Scott, for the beginning. Anything?
I love it. I mean, I use Boston Scott as my inspiration for my son. I'm like, look, he's 5'6". Look. It was hard work. But no, because it's just like, if it hadn't ended the way it did, the way it ended, it's like we had Boston Scott and Ward and all these dudes that didn't know who they were. And it's like, we just wanted to see, even if we just had one more game in us, we just wanted to do it on our terms. But to have it end the way it did, it's like, I can't go back. Like, I can't.
I
can't do it.
I hear you.
Too much.
I love you, Trace.
And for one more thing, for offensive coordinator, I say Deuce. And my reasoning is, first of all, I think he got passed over already, and I think he's really, really smart. Peterson's already pass happy. I want Deuce in there because Deuce can help balance him out and keep that running game going. And if you need somebody to work with Wentz, get another quarterback's coach. Like, I don't think you need an offensive coordinator for that.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I get you, Trace. I mean, just because he's a running back doesn't mean he believes that he's a run guy. Like, I don't know what his philosophy is. Like, he could have
like people that know of him say how smart he is, and he's going to be a head coach someday. Like,
yes,
those are the terms.
I heard that too. Yeah.
Give him his shot, and I think he might leave. Like, he could keep getting passed over. He'll probably leave. And then last thing I want to say before you get me off, I want to let you know I'm your United Nations of Eagles fan, representative down in Fort Myers.
Awesome.
There are Philly fans all over the place. Everywhere I go, I see Philly fans with their Eagles or Philly stuff, and I'm always like, all right, go Birds. You know, go Phillies, and we're all high-fiving and everything.
That's awesome.
I saw somebody with a Villanova shirt, like, go Wildcats. He's like, go Cats.
Oh, that's cool. Way to go, Trace. Listen, don't be a stranger now, all right?
I will try to call. I'll be working from home now, so now I can try to call.
Oh, good, Trace. Thanks, sweetheart. Take it easy. Look at that. I haven't talked to Trace in forever. So she, again, wanted nothing to do with the pretend. Nothing. Not like, no, I'm out. The best is Chris from Pennsylvania is like, no. Like,
say you owe me $75 because the pretend made him drink and eat pizza today. He needed comfort food today, Aunt.
He had to cross the bridge. That's why I owed him, right? Because he had to cross the bridge, get to 2 Jackanelli's pies, he said.
Yes.
And he was like, no, I don't like, not even, Like, nobody, there was not one person on my side. Did you make that to poll, by the way?
Oh, I could put one up.
Well, no, you don't have
I don't know how to word it, though. No, like, yeah. Do you want to play make-believe?
No. It sounds stupid when you say it like that. No, it's not a bad. All it was I was trying to make a more sweeping statement by saying, hey, you know, what, imagine if they played. Imagine we had a game on Sunday. What if? You know, it's a game. Like, you know, you're playing, you're having fun. Like, it's a Friday. What if they're playing? DeSean Jackson's back. Eagles, Niners, Fletcher Cox running after Jimmy G. Like, that would have been incredible.
Yeah, would have been incredible. It sucks that it's not
but
happening.
It also led us down a path, a conversation path, as to this was, I said earlier, now I'm going to do this as an exercise.
Okay.
I said that this does not rank in that the Eagles-Seattle loss does not rank in the top 25.
You want me to make that the poll? Is that loss in the top 25 worst?
No, losses? I mean, I'm not saying that. That's just
my
opinion.
Top 10?
It's definitely not a top 10.
Should I ask?
Is it top 10 for you?
I'm no. younger, so I'm trying to think. Like, you know, I don't put many regular season games in there. Like, as much as it sucked getting blown out by Dallas in week 5, it doesn't compare to getting eliminated from the playoffs.
I'll tell you right off the bat. The 44, the not the 44-6 win, the year after that was worse. When they lose to the Cowboys, it actually was a playoff game. They lost the consecutive weeks.
Oh, week 7, week 17, yeah. And then round yes. 1, yeah.
This is not a top 10. Like, well, you know, it wasn't their year.
Yeah, but they got cheated.
Last year was way worse. Losing to the Saints.
Yes, that was
way worse. That's what I'm saying. Like, why is it so, the wound is fresh. Is it that bad?
Yeah, because it's been, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, but again.
I haven't moved on.
The spectrum of the loss. Tyler's, was it a devastating loss?
The Seattle loss?
Yeah.
No. No, it was kind of writing on the wall.
See that?
I'm out.
See that?
That was devastating. Carson Wentz going down in the first quarter, and then I got to watch Josh McCown get a 40-year-old injury.
Listen, there's a difference between being devastated and having it stolen from you.
Yeah, but it
happened. Like, it was stolen. No, but it was a bad call. It was a bad non-call. It was a cheap shot, and they stole the season. Or the hope of this of the postseason.
Yeah, but how many times have you and I both said if Carson stays in that game?
Yeah, okay, but
if that never happens, they win.
But here's the truth of the matter. They didn't belong there anyway. If we're going to be real, you want to keep it 100%. They didn't belong here. The minute they lose to the Dolphins that day in a must-win, it was a miracle they got in.
Well, yeah.
Only because the Cowboys blow at our, where the Cowboys who had more talent, who were just hapless, gave them the division.
Yeah, but we say they didn't belong there, but they were the favorites against the Seahawks.
Yeah,
they were the favorites to win that game.
Listen, I do think that if Carson plays, they
win.
I've
said
it a million times. But ultimately, all those injuries, you know, just wasn't in the cards.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't know if they go to Green Bay and win. I really don't think they do. I think they lose that game, and you know, but at least they lose.
I don't even think Green Bay's that good.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. But I also do think in the current situation they're better than the Eagles. So that's why I think the Eagles lose that game.
Yeah,
but at least they lost in a real way. They didn't lose because their franchise quarterback goes down.
No, I'm just getting I'm just getting crossed here. On a text board. Did you put your shoes on like Mr. Rogers in your make pretend land today?
Wow. Who was that?
Danny.
It's good work by you, Danny.
In your make pretend?
You went Mr. Rogers on it.
I was trying to go fiction. Like I went, oh, you know, what if we did a little fiction today? The Eagles are actually playing.
You even got the Mr. Rogers sweater
on. Like
today.
I was delusioned. I got the Mr. Spagnuolo sweatshirt on today. I just thought it would have been fun. Yeah. Play some of the highlights from the season.
It honestly put me in a dark place.
I got ripped, Tyler. Ripped. Crushed today.
I thought it would be fun. I don't know what.
Friday.
That's the thing.
Like, what are we going to talk about? You're rooting for Andy Reid. I mean, come on.
The Astros should be banned from baseball, which they should be.
Well, but, you know, listen, that's kind of momentous. And, like, I get that. But again, I can't talk about Ben Simmons not shooting the ball today. I can't do it.
I agree.
I can't talk. I felt like talking football today.
Especially when they didn't play
last
night.
I can't do Ben Simmons shooting. I can't do it. I can't argue for the millionth time or discuss why he doesn't shoot or he's not Magic. He's not Oscar Robertson. He triple doubles around. I can't do it, man. Vicente. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vicente, hola.
Hola, amigo. Buongiorno, Anthony. Cousin, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on with you?
I'm trying to prepare for the long weekend. We have off on Monday, Martin Luther King, so it's a federal holiday. So I have a long weekend.
Oh, nice. What are you going to do? We got a big weekend planned? You going up to the mountains? Going to ski?
Travel to New York City to see my nieces who are coming from Ecuador, but
nice.
The weather is not going to allow me to. I'm just going to.
Oh, it's going to snow up there, huh? I don't know if it's going to snow up there.
Yeah, in the north. Yeah. So I let my brothers handle the other nieces. I'll go over later. I'm going over to Hershey though on Monday afternoon because I have a big conference on Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right. So you're going to go in Hershey.
Hershey, yeah.
Hershey, PA. Wow, good for you.
Hey, listen, I'm with you about just replaying the virtual game. I had the DVR of the Eagles defeating the Cowboys and the Giants. And I also, I don't like to watch the Seattle Seahawks playing the dirty tricks on Carson Wentz, you know, with a 300-pound missile on his back and their head.
That's right.
He picked up, you know, in the sports of soccer, the real football, you know, when a player does that type of, instead of the 11 player, will have.
Yeah, they play. I know. Yeah, I do know that.
You know, the NFL should work something out like that. You know?
Well, they have in college football where if it's reviewed, and I do think they should adopt that. That yeah, it's reviewed, so you sit the guy and he could be suspended for the half.
Yes, but it's too late because they stole our chance to defeat the Green Bay Packers.
But here's my point. You're right. The game, it sucked because they kind of take it. But ultimately, was this season, this wasn't their year.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. And I wanted to ask you, in preparation, the offensive coordinator job. Now, Sasuna just said that he realized John DeFilippo is not available. He was hired by the Chicago Bears. Now, there is rumor that James Irvin from the Ravens.
He's returning to Baltimore.
Yes. And also, Ben McAdoo from the Giants.
Uh-huh.
He might be. What do you think? What is your expert opinion on those?
I want Jim Caldwell. And thanks, Vicente. I want Jim Caldwell. He's my guy. Now, I don't know about, there's some talk about whether or not he might not be up to it for health reasons, but he's my guy. Like, I don't know about Deuce. I just don't know what his his philosophy is. Like, I want him to succeed and do well and achieve because I like him, but I just don't know what he's about. Doug would. I think Doug needs a veteran guy who can help him out and give you a fresh approach. That guy's not in the organization. And Jim Caldwell, to me, is a guy who can do that. I would come back, take your phone calls, your chance also to win $1,000. Tom Brenneman will talk to as well. Lots to get to. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cause Radio with the Chunas on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about the uncles for a second. They're my guys. Uncle Greg, Uncle Paul, Family Crusher, Dodgy Ram, Airport Auto Mall. look, those guys have been down there for three generations. So I always call, you know, they're the uncles. But one of the reasons why they've been down there for three generations, they have seen people grow. They've seen families. And they've seen the kids and they've seen the grandkids and they have been with people for generations. And that means something. When you're in business that long and you know how, you know people, you're part of the community, those guys are the greatest. They truly are. And, you know, when you know someone, you trust the car guy, it's a big deal. That's why they've been in business because for that long, because you can trust them. They're operated. They know what's good. They've been, again, three generations down there. And during Owner Appreciation Month, you can save big. Get a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right, $129 a month. Listen, Family Crest of Dodge Jeep Ram, you know the tagline. I tell you all the time, you're more than a customer, you're family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online anytime, familyautos.com. Discount down payment, depend on model chosen. See the uncles for details. Offer ends January 31st, 2020.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What a great call, man. During that run, Tom Brenneman was Monty from Fox joining us right now to relive a little bit of it and get you people more upset at me. The great Tom Brenneman on the Comcast Business Hotline. Tom!
Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun, wasn't it?
Dude, you nailed it, man. You had some incredible calls.
Thank you. Well, it was fun. You know, you do this stuff long enough, as you know, and you're so blessed to have the opportunity and the job and all that kind of thing, but you know, you'll get near the end of some seasons, and some stories are better than others, but I just found that we were lucky enough to get a lot of those Eagles games here over the final month. I think we had all of them except for the Dallas game, and it was just so fun. I mean, guys you never heard of.
Right.
And guys that just came out of nowhere. They became a team that was really easy to root for and see good things happen to a bunch of guys who nobody ever heard of when they started training camp.
That was the beauty of it. You know, it's funny because we love a narrative, a really good, fun story and a plot. And that was it. But you had one call. I was one of my favorites because it was tough to see. It was the Wentz laser to Miles Sanders. And if you wouldn't mind indulging, I got to play it for you. I know sometimes people hate that, but I'm sorry, Tom. It's so good. You got to hear yourself.
That's all right. I appreciate it.
Here you go.
Rolling right and throws, and is it intercepted or a touchdown? It's caught in the back of the end zone by Sanders. How in the world did Wentz get in that ball along the sideline?
I love that call. Because
after I screwed it up, right?
No. It was perfect because it was tough. It was, the angle was a tough angle, but it was such a miraculous throw. What it does is highlight how incredible that throw was because everybody watching it thought the same thing. Oh, it had to be picked off. How in the world did he get it? It's beautiful. It really is. I loved it, man.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I really do a lot because Lord knows, and you get it, and all of us get it, and we sometimes we deserve to get it, sometimes we don't. But when you get a nice compliment on your work sometimes, and it's nice to hear. I appreciate it. But it was, like I said, it just really was fun. I mean, you know, I could have been doing another game somewhere else that weekend, another team in the hunt, team that, you know, say Minnesota down the stretch there or Green Bay or somebody like that. But that Philadelphia team was just, and they're a likable group, you know, starting with the head coach and Peterson, and they're PR guys. I mean, they're just really good guys.
Yeah, they are.
You know, we went in to do their games, and they were always great. Whatever we wanted to do, whenever we wanted to do it, and Fox was sending in some of the network people, whether it was Aaron Andrews or our sideline reporter Shannon Spake, and all the players and the team just made themselves so accessible, and it was great. It was great, and believe me, I'm as big a cynic in the world as there is out there about, you know, some of the players today and some of the things they do, but the Eagles were just awesome.
You know, it was a lot of fun. As you brought up the idea of these no-name kids, and you know, it says a lot to Wentz. What did you think of Wentz's growth? You had done games earlier in the year, and you saw, you know, he had struggled with fumbles, and he had struggled with protecting the football, a little erratic at times. And with these kids, he finished the season really strong, playing some great football.
Oh, he played great football. And it was just such a shame what happened once they got in the playoffs and he gets hurt so early in a game because, you know, everything he's been through the last 2 years and the knee injury and the back injury and all that kind of thing. And Foles comes in and everybody knows what he did. And then all of a sudden people are starting to question Wentz, you know, is he getting along with his teammates? And some of those stories start up and then they start dropping like flies. And, you know, he just goes out there and gets it done with these guys. And Greg Ward, I mean, Chris Spielman, my partner, you know, was calling games when he was playing quarterback at Houston.
Yeah.
And you know, it was funny. I had a kid, a young man who's interested in becoming a broadcaster, came over to my house. Guy lives in our neighborhood about 2 weeks ago. And we were walking through some stuff. And I just happened to have the Philadelphia media guy. I hadn't thrown everything out yet. And I said, now here is, you know, this is the kind of stuff that really gets you going. And I flipped all the way back. And if you go look at the Eagles media guide this year, it's like page 284 that you're going to find a picture and a bio, and it's only a paragraph long of Greg Ward, Boston Scott, you know, all these guys right down the road. You know, and you're just like, this is the stuff that makes it so much fun.
Well, that's why when you said, who is Boston Scott? It's awesome because everybody's wondering the same thing, and it's like the perfect, you know, it was really the perfect title of the game. If the game had a title, it would be "Who is Boston Scott?" And
right,
you know, he has this miraculous game in 5-6. You know, running behind, you know, that big line. It's a wonderful story from that standpoint
as
well.
I mean, the kid walks on at Louisiana Tech, right?
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. I've never asked anybody with the Saints because I didn't see him after the season was over, and we had so many Philadelphia games. But I don't know what round the Saints drafted him in, like the sixth round or the seventh round or something like that off the top of my head. And to think that you almost wonder, were they just doing a local guy a favor at that point? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
then
the Eagles give him credit. I think the one thing that certainly stands out maybe more than anything else about all those guys is whoever the Eagles have scouting, not only college scouting, but watching preseason games of other teams, and to find a guy like Scott and to snatch him away off the practice squad, they know what they're doing over there.
We're talking to Tom Brenneman, Fox, on the Comcast Business Hotline. Do you believe in, you know, kind of the it's such and such teams year? Like you have great teams, but then you have this, it's their year, and you've been through these seasons. Like, is it the Niners' year, or is it Andy Reid finally getting his due?
Right, right. That's a good question. You know, I very much do believe that there are teams, it's just their year. I don't know how much of that it is in football, only because it's one game, and if you lose, you're done.
Yeah.
I think you tend to see those kinds of things more in sports where you have a series to determine a champion. Where, you know, you might have a heavy favorite, you know, going in, like this year in the World Series, for example.
You know, I mean, look, the Nationals had a heck of a team. Everybody knew that. But
you know, they're going up against this juggernaut over in the American League, and you're thinking, you know, it's just not going to happen. But then when you watch them progress, starting with, the first round of the playoffs and then through the league championship series, and you're saying, hey, man, there's just something about this team. They're going to do it. And they did it.
Yeah, and it was funny. The only reason why I brought up football was, I think 2017 was like the Eagles' year. Because
agree with you 100% on that. Yes.
There was no expectations other than they got hot. And then when Wentz goes down, Foles, who, you know, flames out in Jacksonville this year, you know, somehow has the game of, you know, two games of his life, basically. Crazy.
Yep. And I think you see that where teams, and it's not to diminish the entire team, but I think that's a case where you can see it with it. There's just an individual player that they just got something magical going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Foles had that right from that first playoff game that year, and even at the end of the regular season. By the time after Carson got hurt, if I remember right, it was in Los Angeles. I was doing that game out at the Coliseum against the Rams.
Yes.
And just the way he took over the team, and they slowly started to just kind of get things going. It wasn't like he lit the thing up, you know, the first week out of the gate. But once they got it going, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you could tell it was their year that year.
All right. I got to get this. I got to ask you before we let you go. I thank you so much, Tommy.
Sure.
You're a baseball guy. I remember talking to you when I was way back in the day. I was covering the Mets. You are a baseball guy. What this cheating scandal? I don't think we even understand the gravity of how big it is and what it means. How did it affect you as a baseball guy?
Well, you know, I agree with you 100%. I don't think we really have. In fact, I'm right now on the Cincinnati Reds caravan, where we're bouncing around different cities all over the Midwest to get people fired up for the you know, upcoming baseball season. And, you know, everybody's talking about it. I'm on the bus right now traveling with David Bell, our manager, former Philly, of course, and Mike Moustakas, who the Reds just signed as a free agent this winter. And, I mean, I think what happens is, and you tell me if you agree with this, I think we're so used to 24-hour news cycles that even the biggest of the biggest of the biggest stories, whether they be in news or sports, you know, we almost become numb to them.
Yeah.
I agree. And I get the feeling that a lot of that's going on right now with this Astros thing, and that it'll fully, you know, hit full force, I think, once the season begins. And you start looking around and think that three guys that were going to be managing teams this upcoming season, and three very high profile teams, two really good teams, and then a team in New York City in the Mets. And all of a sudden, the three managers are gone in the blink of an eye.
It's amazing. I mean, when you think about, you know, Altuve, and then they had the video of him where he's protecting his jersey.
Yeah, yep.
And that he's wearing a device like, you know, like he's a casino cheat. It's unbelievable. Like, that's outrageous.
Unbelievable.
And then you look at his OPS splits, home and road. And yep. You got the whole thing's a fraud.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and that's why I was just shocked, to be honest with you, that there were not players that were, you know, quote unquote suspended or indicted or whatever the word you want to use.
Yeah, yeah.
That whole thing with them came from the bottom up, not from the top down.
Totally.
And the players were the ones running that whole operation. And I still cannot believe that there's not a single player that's going to pay some kind of penalty for what went on. You can make the argument that Deltron is the one guy that's paid the penalty because he was playing at the time, and now he's lost his job as a manager. But the actual active participants in Astros uniforms outside of Deltron, they haven't thrown the book at anybody. And I just can't believe it.
I know. I mean, it's got to come at some point. I got to believe.
Well, you would think. I don't know, yeah. Though. I mean, I don't know if it will or it won't. You get into the whole, you know, players union thing and the power of the players union thing and, you know, what can you really prove? And then does it drag on and on and on and on? And I don't know how many guys are going to come forward to say, yeah, he was doing it or he wasn't doing it or whatever it might be. I quite frankly, I'd be shocked if something does come about for any of the players.
Wow. Tommy, great stuff, man. Listen, I really appreciate it. You're a joy to listen to. You're terrific. So thanks for everything,
thank you,
buddy.
Thank you very much. Thanks. I'll look forward to seeing you this summer.
You got it, buddy. Here he is, Tom Brenneman on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.